We are going to continue the hour by talking elections. Filing periods ongoing this week for candidates running for office across North Carolina, statewide races and local races as well. You can head to our website, chapelboro.com. We're keeping a running list of all the candidates who have officially filed to run in Orange County. A couple of high-profile races. Of course, the race to succeed David Price in the U.S. House of Representatives. A lot of Democrats and several Republicans already throwing their hats in the ring for that. And in Orange County, there's a race shaping up for Register of Deeds. Mark Chilton is the incumbent Register of Deeds. He's running for his third term in office, challenged by fellow Democrat Penny Rich. Those two candidates at least will be on the ballot in the primary in May. Mark Chilton, the Register of Deeds, joins us here now in the studio to talk about his run for a third term. Mark, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on, Aaron.
I had to double check that it is three terms. I can't believe how fast time goes sometimes.
Yeah, it's been a great experience, and I really love being Register of Deeds.
So tell us about your run for this next term. What are your top priorities?
Well, first of all, I've been Register of Deeds for 8 years, but I've been a real estate professional for 25 years, graduate of North Carolina Central University School of Law and certified Register of Deeds. So I feel like I'm very qualified to do this and to handle the day-to-day of the types of documents that come through our office. In terms of initiatives for the future, we've done a lot of historical indexing and have a bit more of that to go. And so I'm looking forward to doing that. We're also working on what's called electronic PIN assignment, parcel identification number assignment, that is not super interesting to talk about what that is or involves, but it's going to allow us to reduce dramatically the amount of paper that's used in our office, should eliminate something like 100,000 pages of paper a year. So that's a forthcoming initiative. And we're also very proud of the many other services that we provide at the office. Like in the time that I've been Register of Deeds, we've added passport services in partnership with U.S. State Department, and Fraud Alert, which is a service that you can sign up for to get emails or texts if anybody records a document with your name on it.
Just going to follow up on that. Like, what have been your proudest accomplishments just from the last 4 years?
Passports and Fraud Alert are two great examples of new services that we've brought online. We've also made hundreds of thousands of pages of historical documents available on our website and searchable, created new search tools for those. But I think the biggest thing is the upgrade in our software system that we implemented a couple of years ago during my second term in office, which has allowed us to operate much more efficiently and reduce paper documents and also get the work done faster. And consequently, through some retirements, we've reduced the size of our staff by 15% versus 8 years ago, which is a substantial reduction. And at the same time, increased the amount of work that we're getting done, the number of documents we're handling, and generated net revenues that are up 150% from 8 years ago, from $500,000 in money coming back to the county general fund to now $1.25 million.
Speaking with Mark Chilton, current Register of Deeds, running for re-election this year and running against Penny Rich, who's going to be the competition in the Democratic primary in May. And speaking with Penny earlier this week, she mentioned the primary reason for her run was concerns that she had heard about the speed of responsiveness for people going to the Register of Deeds office and asking for permit processing and things like that. What is being done in the office right now to address responsiveness and speed up that process for folks who are coming to you?
Well, we have our office is fully open, and there are a few services like passports where you have to make an appointment ahead of time to make sure you've got all your documentation together. But the rest of our services are all walk-in and available immediately. I think, during COVID, it obviously was more challenging. Everything was more challenging. We had to think about how to protect workers in our office as well as the public, general public, from each other. So there was a time when during COVID when our office was closed to public visitors for a while. However, you know, the good news is that we were in a great position to be able to do that because so much work that I and my staff have done over the last couple of years to make virtually almost all of our services available online. So people who need birth certificates or death certificates or that sort of thing, we're able to get those through our online website.
Speaking with Mark Chilton, and you mentioned kind of the procedures and policies in COVID and starting to come out of it. I know this is not campaign related or election related, but we just got the word this week from county commissioners that the mask mandate is getting lifted for Orange County, presumably on Monday, March 7th. What's that going to mean for your office?
Well, you know, it's not going to be a big change. We've been following the direction or advice of the county commissioners and the county manager all along through COVID. So we'll continue to do that. You know, as many businesses have, and as you have here at WCHL, we've put up a lot of plexiglass panels.
We're talking between plexiglass panels,
exactly,
here, yeah.
Dividers and that type of thing. And so those will stay up probably, presumably. But so a lot of our staff is fairly kind of protected from sort of germy level interaction. Which is good, but it is always a challenge to strike a balance between safety and, you know, customer service. And customer service is what we want it to be all about. But we got to have keep people safe too.
Back to the election, and the filing period is still this week, so things are just getting started. But how is the campaign going so far?
Campaign's going great so far. You know, we've got a lot of planning work done and materials ordered for the campaign and some good funds raised for the campaign. So it's going really well. I've been out canvassing door to door, talking to folks on their doorstep.
And then finally, as we start to wrap up this conversation, what is the message that you're going to be sending out to voters as we get into the primary season?
I'm really proud of what we've done with the office. We've reduced the staff and we've increased the net return to Orange County taxpayers. We've increased services. We've reduced the size of our office. We've given up office space. And that's because I've run this office much more efficiently than it's been run in the past, and been a real estate professional for 25 years and look forward to serving four more years as your Register of Deeds.
People want to find you online. Where can they go?
ChiltonRegister.com.
ChiltonRegister.com. Go there and get more information. Mark Chilton, running for a third term. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Great to see you. Thanks, Aaron.